All right, let's see if we are going live. All right, it seems like we're live on Facebook, I think. Go live. We're live on, oh, yep, we're live on YouTube. Anybody in the live chat, if you could tell me if you have audio, if you can hear me. I'll just wait for somebody to confirm that we have good audio. Let me know. And I'm going to keep an eye on the Facebook stream as well. There we go. Hi, Facebook people. So we're live streaming both on Facebook and on YouTube at the same time. Hi, Beej. Okay, Beej is saying looking good, sounding good. Oh, thank you. All right. So this is great. Hi, everyone. This is Atheist Republic Weekly News. And we're going to be covering the latest news in the world of atheism, religion, secularism, politics, and anything else that the Atheist Republic community asked for us to cover. But just to let you guys know, we did check this time last week to see if there was any new suggestions. So what we do every week is that we go check out the last week's Atheist Republic news, and if there are any comments or suggestions of news to cover, we'll make sure, well, as long as it's relevant, we'll make sure to cover it. Last week, we didn't see any recommendations, but once the live version of this is out, if there are any news items that you guys want us to cover for next week, make sure when this is done, comment on our YouTube channel and let us know what news, local news stuff that you think is not getting enough attention. If you want us to cover it here, we'll cover it. I do want to say that last week, after I mentioned that Atheist Republic is running out of money and we need help to get more patrons, we did get a lot of new patrons. We got to 31 patrons, which is amazing because Patreon account was not something we advertised a lot, but you guys. Some of the patrons have been very generous. We wanted to hit the 100 patron marks. Right now we're at 30, but even with this amount, because some of the patrons are very generous, this is going to help a lot. So thank you to people. I'm going to mention some names because I feel really grateful. But I'll get to the news really fast. Just let me. So David Lally, we already mentioned last time. He pledged, and then I'm just going to mention Nikolai Rushiling, Lee Spanner, who else? Eric Rugart, Phil Shepard, James Barrett, Shane Kalb, Gind, Saul 23, Daniel O'Donnell, Siva, I know him. I think he's in the live chat here. Gind, Saul 23, and JB and Akiariq. I think we're getting some patrons from India, which is amazing. But you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for supporting us because our expenses did end up being so much that we ran out of money. So this is going to keep us going. So we're 30. We want to hit 100 patrons. So if anybody wants to support us, go to patreon.com/atheistrepublic. Anyways, with that being said, let's get to the news. Let me see in the live chat who we have here. Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. Casey Atheist. It's not... Okay, Katheist, it's not Saturday, but I mentioned that there's a Facebook event for this that whenever we need to, that shows you what day of the week we're doing this. It's usually on Saturday, but tomorrow I'm going to Montreal for the Steven Pinker, Michael Shermer event in Montreal with Penguin Philosophy, so I had to move it to Friday. But if you guys want to be up to date on when is, usually it's on a Saturday, but if I change it, it's on Atheist Republic, the events section. You're going to see the Atheist Republic news. It will let you, if you just click going on that, any changes, you will be notified. Stefano is saying, Stefano, hi. Okay, hi everybody. Casey Atheist, I said mentioned already. Let's see if there's anybody on Facebook. Okay, Facebook is a yep, clear. So Facebook, Sripod is saying the audio is good. Chris, oh hi Chris. Fahmi, oh Chris actually also is a patron, so thank you so much, Chris. Wishal Paul, okay. Chrissy is usually on YouTube chat, but now I'm seeing him on Facebook chat. I don't know. Chad, Colin, hi guys. Another Armin is here. I know her actually. She's a friend of mine on Facebook. Red Cow, yeah, we'll get to that. Red Cow. Okay, yes, let's get to the news. Enough fluff. Let's get to the meat of this podcast. By the way, once the live version of this is over, it's going to be on YouTube. It's also available in podcast. If you search for Atheist Republic on your podcast app, you're going to see three different shows that we produce: Atheist Republic News, Atheist Republic Discussions, and Atheist Republic Voicemails. The voicemail one is where you leave a voicemail and we'll just play your audio. So if you have any messages for the Atheist Republic, for the atheist community worldwide, you could just go on atheistrepublic.com, you leave a message, and that podcast doesn't have any hosts, it's just your messages on Atheist Republic voicemails. But this one is Atheist Republic News. All right, so let's get to the first news. Let me bring the summary here. Okay, so this was, I heard about this a lot in the past week, but I haven't looked into the details, so let's see what's going on. The news is saying, it wasn't a South Park episode on this one, it's saying a red cow was born in Israel, fulfilling key end times prophecy for Jews. So the summary that my team, the Atheist Republic team, has provided for me here. If you guys know more details, feel free to comment. I'll read your comments on it. By the way, the live chat is what makes this Atheist Republic news complete, because you guys have a lot of information from all around the world, which is fucking great. Anyways, in Israel, a red cow was born. Okay. Aren't red cows, are they really that rare for this to be newsworthy? According to Jewish people, the birth of a red cow, or a red heifer, would fulfill the end times prophecy. Another one, I guess. And it brings the promises of reinstating biblical purity to the world. For the Messiah to come and the final judgment, The red here must be sacrificed. Oh, okay. For now, the Temple of Israel is examining the cow if it has the qualifications necessary for the red heifer. I think it would be in their best interest to just say, like, no, this is not the right cow, because it's going to be, they probably know this is all bullshit. I mean, at least half of them should know. And I think they should cover their asses by just saying, yep, nope, not the right cow. Not good enough. I thought this is going to be kind of like a Hindu thing, where they're going to be like, this is holy cow, so we shouldn't, you know, kill it or anything. But no, apparently the sacrifice part is an essential part of making this happen. So wait, so when Jesus came and he said, I am the Messiah, did any Jews complain? Oh, like, where's the red cow? Like, you can't be the Messiah because we need the red cow for you to be the Messiah. Let me see what people are saying. Actually, make this smaller so I can see the live chat while reading this at the same time. Because I remember one time this microphone, the cord got disconnected, and I was reading the news, and everybody in the live chat was like, I can't hear anything, and I just kept on reading, but nobody could hear me, but everybody tried to tell me. And I wasn't noticing it, so it's good to have the live chat on the corner at all times. Okay, nobody's tagged. Oh, Atheist Moose Gal is tagging Atheist Republic, which is always helpful. That way I can tell. Moose, I thought you stream on Saturday or Sundays. Okay, I covered this. I mentioned that it's usually on Saturdays. There's a Facebook event on Atheist Republic that if there is a change, if your mark is going to that event, if there's ever a change, you get notified there. And this Saturday, I can't do a show because I'm going to Montreal for help run the Steven Pinker and Michael Shermer event. So this Saturday, I'm not available. That's why I'm doing it on a Friday, because I didn't want to miss a week of talking to you guys. So I switched it to Friday. But yeah, if you go to Atheist Republic Facebook page, go to the events section and find the Atheist News weekly event. If you just mark as going to that, if I ever change it to a Friday or Monday or whatever, then you get notified. All right, so no, nothing about the news here. Let me see if anybody on the Facebook chat has anything about the news. Hello. Okay, guys, by the way, in Atheist Republic's Facebook chat, if you guys want me to read any comments, make sure you tag Atheist Republic. In fact, because there's too many comments for me to check. So if you're talking among yourself, I'm not going to be able to notice it. So I'm just going to search for Atheist Republic. If you tag Atheist Republic, I'll read it, okay? Because there's too many comments. Most of the comments are, I wish I could go through them because a lot of them are from atheists saying, hey, I'm an atheist from India or from Cebu, Philippines, or Malaysia. Hey, from Malaysia. So I wish I could read all of that because it's so great to see that we have such an international community. But we would be here forever. But keep saying that because at least everybody else in the live chat can see the Facebook live chat. That, by the way, only the YouTube live chat shows on the screen. I'll figure out at some point how to make both of them show on the screen. Let's see. Moose Gal is saying, aren't cows sacred in Islam? No. They're just delicious in Islam, I guess. Depends on... Well, I mean, you can say no because they don't think anything is sacred or anything is divine. But at the same time, you might hear Muslims say this. Well, every gift from God is sacred. It's so not in a sense of that. No, cows are not special in any way in Islam. But if anybody wants to make them sound special, they would just mention that, well, it's a gift from God for us to be able to get nourished and stuff like that. So, but that would be the same as water or ice cream and everything else. So let me read the top comments on Facebook with the Facebook post here that we made. Let's see, the top comment is by Travis. It's saying, them trying to engineer the birth of a red cattle is the literal definition of self-fulfilling prophecy. It has to, if Messiah doesn't show up and he doesn't give the Jews their power back, then it doesn't fulfill the prophecy. Like, it's going to be, one of those embarrassing end time prophecies, if they say, yep, this is the right cow, but then nothing happens. Like if Jesus, like what, well, they don't call it Jesus, but if the Messiah doesn't show up and say like, hey, we're going to give the Jews their land back and they're going to be powerful and they're going to be ruling. And by the way, to be quite, a lot of the Jews think like all non-Jews, well, not a lot of them, but many means a lot. Well, a significant number, but not a majority of Jews, Orthodox, traditional, conservative Jews, believe that once the end time comes, all of us non-Jews, which are not technically human, we're subhuman, we are going to be slaves to the Jews. That's what's going to happen at the end times, which is like a Jewish supremacy kind of ideology. Go check it out. It's pretty insane. Let's see, the second top comment is by Mary. By the way, look, Facebook is trying to trick me. This has 53 reactions. This has 84, but it's putting the 53 one above. If Facebook thinks that it knows better than me what I want to read, like, no, I don't know. Why is this at the top? Oh, maybe because I got 6 replies. Okay, maybe. Anyways, I'm going to read Mary's comments first. Genetically modified cows are not a miracle. Wait, was this genetically modified? That's called science. The irony that they are resorting to science to get themselves a biblical red cow is pretty funny. Oh, what the hell? Is that what's happening? It's pretty funny if you think about it. Was this a genetically modified cow? Is that... Because that is funny. If they just made a red cow. Why didn't just paint a cow? That was cheaper. Let me actually look it up if this is genetically modified. Oh my God, it is genetically modified. Engineered. There doesn't seem to be any, oh wait, is it actually? So the comment is, so this is by Hemad Mehta. He's saying it's possible that, like in Cartman's Ginger Cow, see, this is referring to the South Park episode. This red heifer is a plant. There doesn't seem to be any more information on whether the heifer was genetically engineered, and the Temple Institute was seeking funding for such an endeavor as recently as August of 2015. Okay, this is actually a very genius con if this is genetically made to be red and they're just getting, the temple is just getting donations out of it. That's amazing. This is like the South Park episode. More it follows that episode more closely than I thought. It's amazing. Okay. See, this is why we have a good community, to fill in the information that I don't have. So Ant is saying, was it red heifer mother not born in Israel? If she was imported, then it doesn't count because they... I don't know if... Okay, I don't know what the prophecy specifically says. Does a cow have to be born in Israel? Anyways, I think we gave this more time than it deserved. Does it say that the sect of Judaism did this? What sect of Judaism did this? I don't know. Is it important? The Temple Institute. What is the Temple Institute? This seems so barbaric, you know, ancient. It makes me feel like, why didn't you guys go all the way and just like make a fire in a cave and just go around it making noises? Okay, it was born in Israel. Jewish prophecy. No, it just said the Temple Institute. So you could look up the Temple Institute. The Temple Institute is a Hebrew as Machon. I'm not going to even try. All right. Next news. Let me just. I'm going to close this tab. BJ is saying, I need to watch that episode. Yeah, watch that episode of South Park with the red cat. This is so funny that this happened. Why is this not loading? All right, while it's loading, I'm just going to read the... Oh, there we go. Christian prophet... What is this? Prophetess? Is that a female prophet? Prophetess? Let me see. Again, English is my second language, so that's my excuse. I'm going to keep reminding you guys every time I screw up.
Prophetess.
Yes, prophetess. Which is a female prophet. Okay, so Christian prophetess orders Hurricane Florence. Oh, wow. Okay. To not do destructive things. Okay, this is... Are you sure this is real? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but come on. Is this real? Should we play the video of this? I think we should play the video. Okay, let me read the summary and then see if we want to play the video. Kat Kerr, a Christian prophetess, claimed that she can control the hurricane. Isn't that anti-Christian to claim like you could do godly things? A claim that she can control the hurricane through her... what? Scepter? I don't know what that is. And prayer. She commanded the hurricane to not destruct people or properties, but it did not work. Okay, no kidding. I think we should play this. What do you guys think? Last time I played something on our live stream, and there was a music behind it, and it got demonetized by YouTube because there was a music playing in the background, which is like, I was just playing the video and reviewing it. Isn't that like fair use? Let me see if I should play this. Okay. Guys, should I play this or no? Your English is superb. Oh, thank you. Don't play it. Okay, I won't play it. It's too insane, I think, to play. I think you guys are gonna... All right, let's see what the comments is. Alex is saying, whoa, Missy, didn't God himself create the hurricane? How dare you go against his command? Yeah. Robert is saying, so if it turns out that she's wrong, will she admit defeat? No. You don't know how this works, do you, Robert? Joe, why is she wearing... All right, I'm not going to read it. Let's see what the Facebook chat is saying. I'm going to, again, people, I'm going to only read comments. Okay, Chris is saying her shirt says it all. Tracky is saying, when you come in here with a topic, I expect you to know a little about it, don't you think, a public? Well, what we're trying to do is get first-time reactions to things, right? We're trying to read it together, right? But usually I have more help with the news. Ali is usually here and she has more information. And she's the one that tells me the news when she's read the news. And I'm like hearing it for the first time and I'm like reacting to it as if I'm hearing it for the first time. Unless I actually heard it through the week. But if you, if you guys want me to... do what Ali used to do, to actually do all the reading beforehand, I'll do that. But I thought it would be cool if we're just like reading through this and discovering it together and just read through the comments. And if it's more, if people more details, we go, we ask and we go dig into the article and read a little bit more and see if anybody has any information locally about the news. So if you want to, because Ali is in the hospital and she's not here, I'm just doing what I used to do. But if you want me to fill in Ali's role as well and do some reading, more reading into the articles before, I'll do that as well. Just give me feedback and I'll do what you guys think is best. Okay, I can do either way. Anthony is saying, Atheist Republic, I want to support you, but you have to focus and not be so rambly. Okay. Not be so rambly. Okay. Am I rambling? Moose Gal is saying, Armin, do you? Okay, thank you, Moose Gal. Beach Price is saying, Armin, you have enough to do, Armin. Thank you. I do more than enough. Yeah. All right, that's about it here. But if you guys really want me to dig deeper into the articles before I cover it with you guys, I could do that. But I wouldn't have any. Okay, yeah, I'll do that if you guys want. Here's what I will do. I'll put a vote on our Patreon account. Okay, so patreon.com/ Atheist Republic, and I'll ask people if you want me to react, discover the news with you guys for the first time, or if you guys want me to do some reading into it before I come here. Mike is saying, Armin, you don't read your WhatsApp, do you? Well, I have 3 WhatsApp on different phones, so I have to figure out where did you message me. I'll respond to it, Mike. Sorry about that. Let me see. Okay. Let's go to the next. Oh, Muska saying, Christians will pray that God will keep you safe from Hurricane Florence. You have a great personality. Don't be Ellie. Aw. Nobody can be Ellie. Only Ellie can be Ellie. Okay, Brian is saying, I'd support the commenter if he wasn't such a judge. Okay, next news. Let's close this. All right, let's see, what's this next news? Okay, Christians threaten to walk out if school bans pre game prayers over loudspeaker. So wait, so are Christians threatening to walk out if you follow the law? So one of the places where a Christian prayer is recited over before football games is Mann High School in West Virginia. The Supreme Court says that it is an illegal endorsement of religion. Well, it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, yay! See, every time this is an issue, the Freedom From Religion Foundation gets involved, which is, I don't know if people in the U.S. know how lucky they are to have the Freedom From Religion Foundation always look into these things. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to the Logan County Board of Education last week asking him to put a stop to the prayers. Good. And again, for people that think this is a small issue, I think we have this argument every time, but if you guys want to have this discussion here again, we can. But this, you have to understand, if they win any of these cases, that's not the end of it, right? You're just opening the door for more religion in everything, right? You can't give religion any grounds for them to move into people's public lives, right? Keep it in your church, keep it in your mosque, keep it at your home. If you think this is a small thing, it won't be a small thing for long if they win these small cases. So after the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent the letter, if continued, there will be a lawsuit. Good. The people who want to recite prayers are angry and threatened to walk away. Well, just walk away. Chris Trent, a volunteer PA announcer at the stadium, calls the letter from FFRF unfortunate. Well, here's the thing. It's illegal for you guys to pray in a public school, and it's not illegal for you guys to walk away. So walk the fuck away. I mean, what do you want? You want them to do something that is illegal? You're saying the FFRF letter is unfortunate? You guys breaking the fucking law is unfortunate, you idiots. Anyways.
I read that already. Brian is saying, what are your thoughts? I think I'm going to fill in what I think was missing here.
On building a big catapult and launching socialists towards Venezuela. Brian, that's not about the news. Why are you tagging me in this? Talk about the news. His Holiness is saying, hi, Atheist Republic. I'm a first-time listener. Thanks to Beach Price in chat for letting me know. Oh, hi, His Holiness. It's great to have Your Holiness here with us. Let me see. In the Facebook chat. Okay. All right, so I think there. Okay, so Tracy saying, so you have no. Okay, no, I think you guys misunderstand. If you guys don't like the setting, and you guys, the people that previously we have the in the live chat, what they prefer, what I think. They liked before. I think you guys are new here in the Facebook live chat. You guys want me to spend some time before I come on the show. And I will do that if there is a demand for it. What we did before here was we discovered the news together, right? But if you guys are still complaining in the Facebook live chat that you don't like that, you want me to read before coming on, I will do that based on what the demand is. I'll put a poll on Patreon.com/AtheistRepublic, and I'll do whatever the community wants this show to be like, okay? All right, let me see. La Diabella is saying, Atheist Republic is an amazing organization where like-minded people can find refuge. I'm grateful to Mr. Navobi for his work. Oh, thank you. I know that's not news related, but that was too nice to ignore. Truth Begets Heresy is saying, hey Armin, I'm from New Zealand, so things are a little different here, but it's still the case they can't pray or they can't expect allocation of time or resources for their prayers. Thanks. I think that, okay. So good. That's a good thing. Yeah, we have. I mean, most of the planet is not like that. So wherever we get that, you know, privilege for somebody to protect us from protect our children from indoctrination, we have to be very grateful for that. And we shouldn't. We should make sure that we don't lose that. Again, this is for public schools. Private schools, they could do whatever the fuck they want. I mean, they shouldn't. We could. But they get to. Moose Gal is saying, Atheist Republic, this stuff drives me crazy. In the U.S., you're not supposed to make laws in America that favor one religion. Exactly. We need to take down the evangelical voting base. Please help me. All right. Well, let us know what your suggestions are. Part of what we do here, part of this Atheist Republic Weekly News, is to get more have a more informed audience, have more discussions and about different issues in the community. And again, like when, for example, if you look at these posts, the post, there is a lot of discussion that happens in because we post these right on Atheist Republic, and it goes, and once the video of this comes out, the Facebook version of it gets on. There's a lot of comments in the so. At least getting people aware about these issues is the first step. Then, based on that awareness, you could take action. But you have to have a base of people that know what's going on. Truth Begets Heresy is saying, Atheist Republic, sorry, I was asking, is it the case that they are not allowed to pray? Or is it they are not allowed to... Oh, you were asking to, like, expect a moment for their prayers on campus. Well, it depends, Truth Begets Heresy. If it's a public... if it's a public taxpayer-funded school, they can't do any activity that favors one religion over another. Reza Fidel is saying, Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, from Lahore, Pakistan. Wow, see? Guys, this is so cool. We have... Our audience is very, very international. Anyways, let me see if there's any more... Okay, let me see if the top comments here... Rick, so the top comment on this news is from Rick. What if they do a Muslim prayer or a pagan chant or a satanic incantation? Would that be okay with them? This is exactly what I think the Satanic Temple and the Freedom From Religion Foundation are such a good pair with each other, right? Because whenever a public school tries to bring religion in school, the Freedom From Religion Foundation in the United States gets involved and they try to stop them with lawsuit. And if they fail and then religion is allowed in school, that's when the Satanic Temple comes in and we're like, oh, I heard religion is allowed in your school. Well, we have some material we want to give to your children. And they have like satanic pamphlets with, you know, coloring cartoons and stuff like that for children, all satanic. And then the parents freak out because, you know, the school allowed religion. They can't come out and say we want to only have Christianity. When they allow religion, they allow all religion. And then when the Satanic Temple comes into the school, they lose their shit, and they now realize why it was a good idea to have religion out of public school. And you know, sometimes they're like, okay, fine, take the Bible, everything, prayer out of school. And David saying, by the way, the Satanic Temple is amazing because they are called satanic, but they're all atheists, right? So they're just being they're just playing games, which is so beautiful because they're atheists, they're against religion. They don't believe in the devil, but at the same time, because they call themselves Satanists and the Satanic Temple, they freak the shit out of Christians, and it's a good way for them to use this, the fact that they're freaked out by them, for them to make the point that, well, if you want religion in your school, that means every religion. Tim is saying, oh my God, I'm sorry, but leave church at home. Yeah. Stop forcing people to pray because just maybe many of them don't want to. Exactly. You know, yeah. Or don't believe in what you're pushing down their throats. If this offends anyone, sorry, not sorry. Yeah, just walk out. Like you guys want to walk out, just walk out. It's easy. All right, let's see. Chris is saying, Atheist Republic... bring on Baphomet. Yeah, exactly. Baphomet, is that how you say him? The goat-headed devil or Lucifer. Why does Lucifer have a goat head? I need to look into that. Muscal is saying, I have no clue how to change the minds of evangelic voters that constantly vote Republican due to religious beliefs. I'm tempted to ask Muslims to enforce Sharia law in the U.S. government. All right, well, this would be, we could have a, one thing, we could have an Atheist Republic discussion episode about strategies if you guys, if there's a demand for that. I'm actually going to do that as well. I'm going to go to patreon.com/Atheist Republic and come up with some topic suggestions for us to cover under a different show. This is Atheist Republic News. We could, on Atheist Republic discussions, we could have topic. But Moose was joking about the Sharia law one. I think. I hope. Oh, Truth Begets Heresy is telling me how to pronounce this. Baphomet. Yeah. All right, next news. Let me open this one, close this one. All right. So this one is saying, Liberty University considers cutting ties with Nike over Colin Kaepernick ad. So, what the hell? Okay. The president of Liberty University, isn't that good? Is it Nike or Nike? The president of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell, is... thinking of cutting the school's ties with Nike after controversial ad featuring football player. This is such a, This is such a non-story. Again, this is my team picked the story. I guess it got a lot of attention. That's why they picked it. Cutting school ties with Nike after controversial ad featuring football player Colin Kaepernick. Liberty would be the second Christian school to cut ties to Nike if it goes through. This, yeah, we covered this last week as well. What is it with Christian schools and, you know, I don't understand. How is this, like, okay, I just don't understand how is this even relevant to Christianity, though. Right, whatever your political stance are, how is this anti-Christian? Right, so, so some people are saying that... Oh, this is bullshit. You need to respect the national anthem, you know, blah, blah, blah. Some people are saying, no, police crimes, you know, you need to protest, blah, blah, blah. Where does Christianity come to all this? Like, where does, okay, what, I mean, you could be a Christian on that side or on this side, can't you? Like, I don't understand why is it these Christian schools that are now boycotting Nike. I don't see the relation other than the fact that once you go for, I guess, one dogma, you go for all of them, which is what another dogma is, nationalism, in my opinion. So maybe there's a correlation, you know, there. I mean, a lot of, I guess, okay, so this shows how tribalistic we are, right? Because once you go within a group of people because of one thing, which is might be Christianity, then you get involved with the Republican Party or the right, and because now you're part of the right, now you're against everything that is from the left. Or, you know, or maybe you join the left because you're for social liberties, but now because you're part of the left, now all of a sudden you have opinions on the economy as well, even though it has not much to do with social liberty, but you're part of that tribe, so you might as well just pick those opinions as well. So it's just, you just go into a tribe based on a set of ideas that you have, but now you adapt all of their ideas just because you think that these are the ideas I should have because I'm a member of this tribe. Because again, this has nothing to do with Christianity. Anyways, Stefano Zurita is saying, can you explain why everyone go crazy for an ad? Do you want me to? Like, can we not? I think this is not a major... Let's just read the... I think that would take us way in a different direction that we want to. Michael is saying, I don't know why people are so mad at him. Admittedly, I'm not American, but isn't the freedom to say, think, and do whatever you want a big deal to you guys? No, okay, so, again, no, I think you're Michael, you're misunderstanding what freedom means. Freedom, you have the freedom to say something, but that doesn't mean you're free from people reacting to it. Just because a lot of people are reacting to what you expressed, that doesn't mean your freedom of expression has been limited in any way. Thorne is saying, I don't think Nike gives a shit what the bigots do. Actually, no, they do give a shit. They have been they've been following the reactions to this very closely. They want to see if this helps their brand or hurts their brand. They very much care what people think, even if they're bigots, because at the end of the day, they want to see if this is a net financial plus for them or not. Because, but they have to figure out if that's, okay, there's going to be people angry, but a lot of angry people are still going to help us bring more awareness to our brand. Some people are going to boycott it. That's fine. Is the boycotting, is the number of people that are going to boycott it less than the sales that we get from brand awareness? That's what they care about. So, no, they do care about what people, how people react to, and they're following it more closely than any of us here. Brian is saying they should change the name of the university. I don't think they understand the concept of liberty. I don't know. Liberty means that you have the liberty to react to things as well. So I don't know. I wouldn't say it's anti-free speech to tell people that they're wrong, even if their opinion is stupid. But they're not limiting anyone's free speech. So Moose Gal is saying one of the concepts that define evangelical voting base of the Republicans in the U.S. is their love for God and country. Yeah. But those things, I think, should be contradictory because, you know, you can't have two masters, like if love God and country, like United States being a God-selected, you know, Christian country. That's just all, just nothing, like, it's so not Christian. Like, it's just they just got mixed together in the U.S. because whatever. It goes hand in hand. Yeah, why? I don't know, but that's the way it is. Yeah, it's tribalism, that's why. All right, let's look at the Facebook live chat, see if anybody has any new comments or they're just repeating the old ones. Tracy is saying, I think you are set up tonight and kudos to those who set you up. Oh, thank you, Tracy. Yeah, we have a very hardworking team that makes my, because I do too many things. I do too many things, and the team, without the people that don't, a lot of the people that work on all of this stuff, they can't even have their name public. So I can't even publicly thank them. But without them, most of what we do would not be possible. So shout out to them, even without me being able to name them. All right. Okay, so let's see. Truth Begets Heresy saying, I do believe that players are under contract to correctly attend the anthem. Well, I mean, I don't think so because the team owners supported them. So, I mean, whatever. That being said, Collins, police brutality against... brutality. I mean, okay, so even if it's contractually obligated, it doesn't mean it's illegal. It means they break the contract and they could just pay the consequences of breaking a contract, and maybe whoever is on the other side of the contract may be like, meh, I don't care. It seems like it would be difficult for me to, you know, even if breaking a contract is not a criminal issue, it's a civil issue, and the other side of the contract might decide not to take an action against you because you broke any part of the contract, especially something like this, where a lot of people will go, might be a bad PR move for you to take action on it. Okay, so let me see. Liberty U is Bob Jones, and I understand super bigoted and genuine, very far right political organization. To them, patriotism is religion, creationist. Yeah, you know, Liberty University is very, very, very Christian. I don't know if they're far right or right or just right, but I haven't looked into how bigoted they are. I just know they're very, very Christian, even too Christian with some, for even some Christians that went there I think they mentioned that this was like a bit too Christian for them, and some of them were so turned off by how Christian it was that they came out less Christian out of it. Anyways, let's see. Next news. Let's see. So the headline says, arrested for having breakfast with woman. Oh, he took a selfie of it as well. Okay, so let's see the summary from my team. An Egyptian man was arrested in Saudi Arabia after posting a video in which he was having breakfast with a woman wearing a full face veil. How scandalous. Breakfast. Oh no. The law in Saudi... Oh my God, poor guy. The law in Saudi Arabia is in workplaces or eateries, you mean like restaurants, families and single men have to sit in different areas. So if you're in a workplace or if you're in a restaurant, you can't sit next to women. Okay, so families and single men have to sit in a different area. The woman must sit separately from single men in these places. In the video, the man and woman were joking about eating their breakfast together. And at the end of the video, the woman appears to feed the man. Oh, okay. It did get rid of it. Okay. The man was accused of committing several violations and taking up a post exclusively reserved for Saudis. Okay, so they went after him for other stuff as well, apparently, because of this. So they went after him for what he did, and also they throw the book at him and be like, oh, apparently you're also taking a post that is only for Saudis. Did anything happen to that woman? Is she a Saudi woman? Or was she Egyptian as well? I think she was a Saudi woman. I hope nothing happened to her. This is ridiculous. Can't even have breakfast with people, woman. Okay. She's wearing the full veil. Like, what the hell? What else do you want from her? But did these... Okay, but why... They shouldn't have recorded it. You should just enjoy your breakfast. Or just... Never mind. I don't want to... Theo Mikey is saying, I'm late. Hi, Theo. Truth Begets Heresy is saying, so ironic that such a... Puritanical culture has literal brothels located in the vicinity of their most holy city. Yeah, but isn't that like the haram zones where everything goes for foreigners? And these people probably were in the wrong place to do this. Theo Mike is saying segregation, that's the word they should describe this with. Yeah, exactly. How much did he get? How many months? Did he get any, like, is there a punishment? Let me look into the article. I mean, he is not a Saudi citizen. I hope he's not getting any prison sentence. Month, nope. Years? Hopefully not. No. Okay, he's arrested. Oh, the Arabic hashtag an Egyptian having breakfast with a Saudi has been used over 113,000 times on Twitter, where it has become the center of cultural divide. This is actually good, at least bring some. I mean, I don't know if it impacts them anymore, but Saudi Arabia needs to be ridiculed forever. The view from Saudi Arabia, the 30-second video, the man and woman briefly joked about eating their breakfast together with nobody else invited. Aww. Should I play the video? Is it going to play? Hello? Hello? Okay, it's not going to play. I'm going to close this. Should I find it on YouTube and play it? Maybe I should. I'm gonna find this. I'm gonna play it for you guys. There's no song playing, hopefully, so I'm not gonna get like a strike or anything like last time. Come on. Come on. Oh, there we go. Here's the video. Wait, pause. Let me bring it here for all you guys. Can you guys see? There we go. You see how hard it is to eat for that thing on? You have to just bring it under. This is a crime, by the way. So, but for people on the podcast, they're just sitting and talking and eating breakfast, and this apparently this is a crime. Aww, this is kind of cute. Oh, music! No, music! No music! Come on! Oh no! No music! Oh my god! Ah, oh, fuck. I'm gonna get a strike now. Thank you. Hopefully that was not copyrighted. Alright. What was the statistic on how many atheists are in Saudi Arabia? I think it was 5% hidden atheists. Was it 5%? I forgot. But whatever percentage was, it was like, it ends up being millions of hidden atheists in Saudi Arabia. All right, let me see. Close this. Theo Mikey is saying is restricting the amount of messages I can send. Is it? I removed that. Okay, I removed the profanity filter, so you guys should be able to say whatever you want now. You can try with some profanity, see if it works. Let me see if the Facebook people have anything to say. Probably still complaining about my lack of. Let's see if they're still complaining. Now you're talking like a Jehovah's Witness. I am? How? Bring on. Oh, I read that already. Okay, so no tag of Atheist. By the way, for Facebook people, if you want me to read any of your comments, just mention Atheist Republic. I search for Atheist Republic to see what comments to read. Because there's too many comments in Facebook, so I just need to, if you want me to read something, make sure you mention Atheist Republic, okay? Theo Mike is saying that's sad. The crime is that they can't enjoy each other's company. That's that she has to wear that. Yeah, and the fact that she's not with an owner. She has to have her owner with her at all times, apparently. Anyways, next news. Hey, wait. No, not next news. Oh, I forgot to read the comments on Facebook. This should be interesting. Sorry, guys. Come on. Load. I have too many things open. That's why it's not loading. All right. While it's loading, I'm going to read the summary of the next news. Reverend Mac Morris, a pastor in Alabama, cuts up his Nike. Again? Nike again? What the hell? Nike headband and wristband during Sunday sermon. He said it was in protest of the company's recent ad featuring Colin Kaepernick, the famous football player who was the first athlete to take a knee during the national anthem. Morris got a standing ovation from his audience. Jesus fucking Christ. I want to see the Bible verse that endorses this. Why is this? How is this? Oh, fuck. Should we watch a video for this? Because apparently he... No way. Come on. This is too ridiculous. You guys. are just ridiculous now. Alright, this play cannot be played here. Okay, so we can't play the video. The privacy setting on the video doesn't mean it means that it can't be played. They changed the privacy setting as well. I think they got a lot of heat for it. But I can see the picture, he has his Nike headband or whatever it is. What is it? Headband. And he just tears it apart, cuts it up, and the audience goes wild. Yes, you're here. Amazing. Okay. It's amazing. Anyways, let's see the comments from the last, finally loaded, the comments from the last news. Sean is saying, does Saudi Arabia even exist? The more I hear about it, the more I am sure it is a made up. It is made up by the world's greatest troll. Wesley is saying, please let the asteroid crash into Saudi Arabia. I don't like that. I don't like that kind of comment. Especially asteroid. Asteroid is even less bad than people that are saying, oh, nuke Saudi Arabia. So you're like saying, oh, poor people that are being oppressed in Saudi Arabia. What's the solution? Let's nuke Saudi Arabia? Like, okay, how does that help the people that are being oppressed in Saudi Arabia? But I think this is a joke. It's just not a joke that I really appreciate. I mean, I don't understand it. It's not funny anyways. I mean, some people might find it funny. I don't know. David is saying, can't wait for the oil to run out. Yes, I agree with that one. Or just for oil to become much cheaper. Zeke, I don't know how to pronounce your name, is probably counted as porn in Saudi Arabia. No, actually, you know what's counted as porn in Saudi Arabia? Porn. Just go look at how much porn they download in Saudi Arabia. This is, in fact, the more you restrict people like this, the more reliant on porn they become. Theomaki is commenting on the pastor that cut up the headband. He's saying, this just shows how interwoven religious zealots and far-right conservatives are. Yep, actually, that's exactly how, you know, this is why it's good to have a live chat, because this is what I wanted to say, but you just said it much better than I have. This, the fact that the religious zealots and the far-right conservatives, or just nationalism for some reason, has been interwoven with religious, you know, with Christianity. It's just, they're just completely two different things, but they just got mixed together and I don't understand it. Just they have nothing to do with each other. They're not supposed to have anything to do with each other. I mean, if you're being a true nationalist, you have to be like, if you really, I mean, not advocating for being like, you know, over nationalistic, but if you really want to be very a nationalist, you have to be like, what is this Christianity? It's a Middle Eastern ideology invading our country. Like, get out, you know, get the hell out of here with all that foreign shit, right? It's a Middle Eastern, I don't know. You should be like anti-Christianity because it's foreign. But I mean, if you're a young country like United States, then everything is foreign. So, okay. Close this one now. Did we read the comments here? Oh, okay, the top comment is too long, so I'm not going to read that. Theomaki is saying, how interwoven is Iranian Zoroastrianism and Iranian nationalism and Zoroastrianism? Very, very interwoven. Iranian nationalism and Zoroastrianism are so interwoven, sometimes you can't even tell it apart. All right, so I think we read that. So what's the next news? Oh, let's see Facebook. I didn't forget you, Facebook people. I love you, Facebook people. Let's see. Facebook. Okay. Nope. No. Oh. Not reading that one. What are your... Okay. You cut me off? What does that mean? What are your thoughts on atheist paganism? That's not relevant to the news, guys. Let's keep it about the news. Okay, guys, if you want me to read stuff, it has to be something about the news, or at least about how we're doing the news, if you want to give feedback. If you wanted us to do commentary on stuff on Patreon.com, suggest topics on, you know, for, we have a different podcast for that called Atheist Republic Discussions. So just topics and we'll bring it up there. You love Facebook people, they just don't know how to tag you. I love YouTube people more, actually. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's good. Facebook is what made Atheist Republic notice. We have more than 2 million followers on Facebook, so we owe a lot to Facebook. So, yeah. So next news. Christian college won't let students earn last 6 credits because he's gay. Okay, let me read that again. Christian college won't let students earn the last 6 credits because he's gay. Okay, that's straight up illegal, isn't it? Is that not illegal? Oh, I guess it depends on the state, because sexual orientation is not a protected class. And wait, is this is, okay, I did something wrong. I assume this is the United States, which I shouldn't ever do, because that's very US-centric of me to assume. Sorry about that. Let's read the summary. Clark Summit University in Pennsylvania, a fundamentalist Christian college, probably a private one, has dismissed a student for being gay. Okay, is Pennsylvania a state where being gay is a protected class? Because I remember some states do consider it a protected class and some states don't. And if it's not, I guess it's unfortunately it's legal for them to do this. Gary Campbell hoped to earn the 6 credit he needed to complete his bachelor's degree. Motherfuckers. When the school found out he is gay, the school did not want him there. Fucking assholes. You know what this person should do, Gary Campbell? You should just be like, go crazy with this. Make it. Go to another school, open a GoFundMe account, be like, I paid this school, they didn't give me the credits, can you please support me, finish my schooling in another school. But this is insane. Let me see, Theo Mike is saying, you owe a lot to Facebook, except at the time they tried to get rid of Atheist Republic. Yeah, but it wasn't one time. Atheist Republic Facebook page and group together was taken down 3 times, and we came back all 3 times. To be fair to them, they did bring us back, and we got resurrected. But at the same time, we wouldn't have any voice if it wasn't for Facebook. So, yeah. It's hard. I mean, we wouldn't blame Facebook, but they have so many users, it's hard for them to keep track of everything. At least they paid attention. I mean, well, they can't ignore us because we have a large following. So many pages were taken down, never came back. Anyways, let's go back to the news. William is saying, you know, I can't feel sorry for the person. Why not, William? Why would a person sign up for something knowing they are against their lifestyle and then shocked that it backfires? Okay, I hear this comment a lot. Why, if you're gay, why would you go to a Christian school? You don't know why. It might be because there was no other school they could afford. It might be because it was they had a full-time job, and this was the closest thing. Anything else, it would be too far for them. They would miss they wouldn't be able to work and go to the school at the same time. It might be because they were in love with somebody there. I don't know. Don't just be like, oh, you deserve it because it's a Christian school and you're gay, so why did you go there? They might have a good reason. You don't know that, okay? Jimmy's saying, then refund his tuition. Yeah, I don't know if they refunded him. All right, let's see. Tiamaki is saying, okay, no, let's get back, not Facebook. Let's talk about the news. Let's see if the Facebook people have any comments on this. Facebook people. Again, guys, on Facebook, I'm only reading the ones that have Atheist Republic tagged, because I can't read everything, right? Okay, nothing with Atheist Republic tag there. Let's go to the next news. Oh, wait, the mad gay theist is saying something. Christian colleges are private, and a lot of states either don't protect LGBT or have Christian protection. Yeah, unfortunately, it might be the case that this was completely legal for them to do that, which I hope at some point we get laws are changed, but I don't bet on it for a very long time. Theo Mike is saying, on the other hand, you want to blame him for even attending a fundamentalist college, but he made it that far and should be allowed to earn his credits after all he's been through. Yeah, and at the end of, and also, don't blame the victim, right? I mean, in fact, what I think is that more gay people should go to Christian schools for them to fight the system, to fight this idea that you could kick, like they should, you know, to bring more attention to this. I mean, you can't, I mean, don't waste all your money just to make a point. But I'm just saying that, you know, this William guy here in the top comment, he's saying that, oh, it's your fault, you're gay, why did you go to Christian school? I mean, you're telling people to just take whatever the society is doing to you. No, you fucking fight back against this bullshit. You can't let Christian schools do this to you. I mean, what if you were, what if you were black and you're like, yeah, no, you're black, you can't, we're not going to give you your 6 credits. They're like, well, you knew it was a KKK school, so why did you, if you're black, why did you go to a KKK school? Because there shouldn't be any KKK schools, that's why. Anyways, Theo McKee, maybe, okay, Truth Begets Heresy is saying, this is a tough one. Is it a private college? Yes, it is, but just because you're private, that doesn't mean you get to do everything. Like, there are some things that you can get away with. Like, you can pray, okay, if you're a private school, so actually, let me read your full comment. Are they able to establish their own conduct rules, or is it just plain illegal discrimination? Well, in the United States, it depends on the states. In some states, being gay is a protected, you know, class, so you can't discriminate against them. In some of them, you can. So it really depends. But what I think, what we argue is that it should be illegal, even if you're private. Because if you're a private school, I think you should be able to say that, well, we get to pray. It's a private school. It's not publicly funded. So fuck you. We're going to have our own prayers. And it's going to be only Christian prayers. Like, get away. You know, we could do that. We're private. So if it's not publicly funded, they should be able to get away with that. But I don't think they should be able to get away with, like, saying, well, we're privately funded, so no black kids, right? Or so, and if you're saying, well, if they're privately funded, so they can't say that. They can be like, well, we don't serve black people here, or we don't serve Jews here. So why then being gay should also be a protected class, I guess, right? Theo Mikey is saying maybe he had a reconciling theology and wanted to fight the hate against gays in his brand of Christianity. Yeah, actually, Theo, that's another good, it's not a good reason, but it's another potential reason. Maybe he's gay, but he's Christian. And he was like, there's nothing against, he's wrong, but if he says that, but he might think that there's nothing against within Christianity that makes it wrong to be gay, and I want to be part of the Christian community so I could correct it from within. Maybe that's why he stayed in school. There are so many options I could think of, right? This idea that he shouldn't have gone to this school because he's gay, I think it's ridiculous. Let me see. 3 comments here. Oh, Atheist Republic. It might be because you believe in God. What? Oh, yes. Tracy, you're correct. Maybe he believes in God, so he went to Christian school even though he's gay. Atheist Republic, now you have an opinion. Of course I have an opinion. This is a commentary on the news. Wait, this is the one that we played last week. Why is it here again? Creationist Kent Hovind now says grapes are proof that evolution is false. You know why I remember this guy? Remember last week we played a new trailer of a movie that was coming out about how evolution is wrong? This guy, and I played it, and there was music in it, and it got demonetized on YouTube because of the music. This guy, I remember this guy at the end of that. This is the guy that showed, like, look, this is an arrow. Somebody must have made it. So evolution is fake because somebody has to have designed animals, I guess. So that was his argument. Apparently he's a, what is he? I don't know what it is. But now he says grapes are proof that evolution. I mean, what... these people, why don't they, if they think they're right, why don't they just go apply for like a Nobel Prize or something? Let me see what this guy is saying. Kent Hovind, a creationist, explained before why broccoli. Oh, this is the broccoli guy. So we had banana, then we had broccoli, and now grapes. Okay, so he explained before why broccoli is a proof of evolution. It's proof that evolution is not true. Now he claims it's grapes. I think these people have discovered that nobody listens to them unless they sound ridiculous. So they saw the banana thing go viral. So like, I'm going to do broccoli. And then the broccoli thing died out. Like, hey, grapes. Grapes. I'm the grape guy now. he claims that since grapes have 38 chromosomes, just like a cat, there's something wrong with science. What? Okay, what? This can't be the summary of, but this cannot be his argument. Okay, let me look into this. I don't want to strawman somebody on this show. I know it's a summary of the news. Oh no, it's a YouTube video. If I play this, is it gonna have music? I'm just gonna read the quotation from it. How could a grapevine evolve slowly by chance and form, and from what? Wait till you see what they teach on the internet that the greats evolve from. I think this guy like just like goes online and just looks on stuff about evolution, and he's like, aha, I'm gonna bring this up. Look at what I found. Like what they teach on the internet. Like this guy doesn't know like these are peer reviewed. Like there's a whole bunch of studies behind these. There's textbooks in schools. He just goes on the internet and like, let me see what they're saying about evolution now. You won't believe it. That's what's okay. So his quote is, wait till you see what they teach on the internet that the greats evolve from. You won't believe it. How could it happen by chance and from what? How many trillions of intermediate steps would there have to be to turn a dot of nothing into a grape? Isn't that what they teach? Okay. Isn't that what they teach? Maybe you should first figure out what they teach before you actually comment on it, right? Like, you don't know what they teach, okay? You don't understand evolution. Before, go, okay? If you don't know something, just say you don't know. Maybe it's right, maybe not. I don't know, okay? So, it's fine if you say I don't know, okay? If you don't have time to study it, just be like, hey, I'm too busy, I can't study it, I don't know, right? Don't just be like, the whole thing is false. Isn't this what they teach? Well, you don't know, okay? Just say you don't know. You know, a lot of times when... who was this quote from? Somebody had this really great quote and mentioned that I used to ask people why they don't believe in evolution. But now, after so many years of asking them, I realized that... I think this is the quote, you know? But they said that they realized that the question that they should have asked is not why they don't believe in evolution. The question that you should ask people if they understand evolution and get them to explain to you evolution for you to see that they don't even know what they are refuting. I don't want to turn this into science class though. Ignore him. He's freaking nuts. Kent Hovind thinks evolution is a dangerous religion. Stefano is saying he is not the guy who created an ark that flooded. Oh yeah, no, that's not him. Theo Mikey is saying banana, broccoli, and grapes. Have they not studied artificial selection of crops by humans to make them easier to eat? Yeah, exactly. In fact, the things that they give an example of is stuff that we have actually seen change, like by human selection, right? Artificial selection. So they are picking the worst examples. Like if they went into nature and found things that we haven't seen, we know that they evolved, but we haven't seen it. They could be like, well, we haven't seen it evolve. So, but they are actually mentioning things that we know, like we have seen, like we actually made these things evolve. So Muska is saying my brain hurts listening to this. Sorry. The mad atheist is saying almost all food is genetically modified through thousands of years of selective breeding by humans. Exactly. truth begets heresy. I mean, these are the things that they're picking are things that we have more evidence, clear evidence of exactly. Like, we know every fucking single step. Like, we know how. These are the worst examples they could come up with. They are so far off, like, on what the science is behind these. It's amazing. Truth Begets Heresy is true story about Kent Hovind. In his divorce hearing, his wife described him as inherently dishonest man, prone to compulsive lying and squandering other people's money. Well, yeah, we don't know how true that is, right? When you go through divorce, one side might lie about the other person. But his commentary on science is ridiculous. Theo might keep saying there's a series on the YouTube channel Logic called Hello, My Name is Ken Hovind. It's cringe, it's crazy, and it's too funny how much he gets wrong. Okay, Logic is great. Theo Mikey saying someone pointed out macroevolution and he said that that doesn't prove it came from a rock. My God, Jesus, these people. Anyways, let me see what the Facebook people have to say. Facebook people, my people on Facebook. Great man. hello. I am Benjamin is saying I am 100 times more impressed than turned on. Okay. All right, Oklahoma. All right. Okay, Tracy is still angry. I don't know why Tracy is still here if she hates our show so much. Let's see the top Facebook comment. Dave is saying, why did God need to create grapes when he had a son? Or himself, depending on your views, that could turn water into wine. this person probably thinks the most important part of grapes are their function of turning, of creating wine for us. Grady is saying, these are people that remind us that belief in God doesn't take an ounce of thought to, what? Discriminate. I don't know that word. Again, English is my second language, so that's my excuse. Jeffrey saying, what? Okay, these are not top, these are comments, are only 8 and stuff. I'm not gonna read any more comments. Again, what should we call him? Broccoli bro or grape guy? Broccoli bro. Grape man. Like a superhero. But he's going to come up with a new fruit next week. So it's going to be short lived. He's going to get motivated. Actually, now that we're covering him, he sees that he's just going to go through the, you know, the whole, you know, a fruit salad and then like, go through it, open his fridge, and he notices that every time he mentions something like this, it gets more attention. So he's just gonna open his fridge and pick something for next week. Muscal saying, Republic voters need to be told they don't understand evolution. Nah, lots of the programming needs to happen with these folks. I truly cannot take it anymore. Musk, I have some ideas on what works with who, but we could talk about that later. $10 says he chooses strawberries. Let's gamble on this. Strawberries. Okay, you say strawberries. I'll pick a household pet. You know how like, oh, I had a cat, it never turned into a dog. Something like that. Can I be as broad as a household pet? All right, let's go to... Let's go to the last news. Okay, you remember how last week I was complaining about how most of our news is bad news? I have some good news now, right? So this is great. Yay. We need to celebrate these rare moments because most of the news around religion is bad news, right? So we have good news. And I wanted to end this with this good news because I'm really desperate for good news when it comes to our weekly. All right, so final news. India decriminalizes gay sex. Yay! Okay, why is this the top? Okay, I don't like this full the full headline. The full headline says India the criminalizes gay sex, but critics says. Okay, this English is not correct because this is critics say that will increase HIV rates. So apparently a lot of critics in India are stuck in the 1960s version of the US. All right. Let's read the summary on this. By the way, this had I know this story we were following this for a couple of months now, right? So this went back and forth, right? So I got decriminalized, and then some people were like, what the fuck just happened? No, and this is not right. And then the people were like, okay, fine, it's criminalized again, even though some people, I think, got together because of the new laws. And now I got decriminalized again. I'm hoping for good. For good this time, okay? Don't go back on this, India. You're one of the largest countries in the world. And guys, you have to understand, when we give a news about India, it's very interesting because, like, we had, like, how many news items we had about different states in the U.S. and how many people each one of these states cover. And then, so that was, like, I don't know, 50% of our news today. And then one news, India. This is 1 billion people. I mean, I think it's not fair that the news is so U.S.-focused. I'm hoping that as you guys more suggest local news to us on the YouTube channel, it becomes more international. But think about the bias that we have in the news here, right? So we have three or four different states cover, each one of them, how many people it gets influenced by this. But this last news, whenever you see a news like, oh, India did this, or the Supreme Court in India did that, that's one out of every seven person in the whole fucking planet being influenced by it, okay? This is huge. This is India. We're talking about a shit ton of people being affected by it. So, you know, this is the Atheist Republic. What I like about Atheist Republic is the fact that it's such a global community. So go to our YouTube channel and on the last week's news, leave a comment and tell us what news in your area you think we should be covering that is not getting coverage, okay? We'll go through the comments and we'll pick the news that you guys select for us based on if you think it's relevant somehow to atheism, religion, or even politics sometimes, and based on how important it is. But let's read the summary of this news. The Supreme Court in India abolished the 157-year-old law, I think for the second time now, that made homosexual sex illegal. In 2009, it was once repealed, however, an astrologer, am I reading this right? An astrologer challenged the repeal in court. What the fuck has that got to do? Hence, it was reinstated. So, the law is 170 years old. In 2009, it got repealed, but a fucking astrologer challenged it, and now it came back. And now in 2018, it was repealed again, hopefully never to come back again. The critics challenged the judge's decision. They say that it would increase HIV rates. You know what else increases HIV rates? Straight sex also increases HIV rates. So why not just like, hey, just let's not have sex, okay? Just not have sex, okay? Ban sex if you want to get rid of HIV rates. Baby steps. Okay, so Theo Mikey is saying 2018, India better sooner than later. India can do it. They've been through so much from imperialism to religious extremism. Imperialism, not just by the Europeans, but also by the Muslims before them, right? So let's not forget the India being colonized by the Muslim Islamic Empire, which was a lot more, they went through a lot more shit under them than the British. I know it's unpopular to say that, but it's true. If you're from India and you disagree and you know a lot, comment here. The Mad Gay Atheist is saying baby steps, agreed, but we need to take bigger baby steps, like big babies. Theo Mackey is saying, I'll research international news and send it your way through Twitter. No, no, no. Please put it as a comment on this week's YouTube channel. That the comments really help us. And also on Twitter, I get so many messages. My inboxes on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, they are through the roof. I'm losing control over all my inboxes. So if you want to help the YouTube channel, put your suggestions under the comment section of last week's video once the live stream is over, because it also helps YouTube. YouTube is like, oh, I'm seeing a lot of comments. This is an important channel. Let me suggest this to more people. So it helps us, like the robots notice that and they see us, right? Okay. Okay, thank you, astrology. Okay, Theo Mike is saying that's the tough thing with India. I hear there's some rejection of science due to anti-imperialism against the West, as if science belongs only to Europeans. No, yeah, well, you get these Vedas, I don't know what people, Indians, that say like everything scientific was started in India, so they have their own branch of Hindu nationalism as well. India is like, has everything, okay? India has shit ton of Christianity, shit ton of Hinduism, shit ton of Islam, shit ton of scientists, shit ton of atheists, shit ton of skeptics. So everything you think can think of, there is millions of them in India. Theomaki, didn't Islamic invaders consider genocide? Yep, they did. Theomaki will do on the channel. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Let's see the top comments on the Facebook post. Liam is saying, okay, so in response to it spreading HIV, Liam is saying, I mean, it does? Question mark. Anal sex is HIV risky? Sex even with a condom? Yeah, but that would be with straight anal sex as well, no? Anal tissue isn't designed to stretch like vaginal tissue. It causes, I don't know, this is getting into, I'm all for legalizing this, but this is just a fact. Instead of whining about someone pointing out a fact, why don't you focus on doing something productive, like increasing the availability of, but that you're missing the point, Liam, because that's what we should be doing, okay? When people are attracted to people from the same sex are attracted to each other, and you think there's a risk associated to that, the solution to that is like, well, here's how you reduce the risk. And the solution is not, no, you don't get to be with each other. The solution is, this is how you solve it, okay? So you're contradicting what you're saying. Like, you're saying, why are you whining about it? But the people that are whining about it are the people that are saying we shouldn't have gay sex at all because it increases HIV rates. You're saying that people that are whining about it are the people that are advocating for decriminalizing gay sex? What are you talking about? Nobody's saying... Okay, so you're saying instead of... You're saying I'm all for legalizing this. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. Nobody here is saying legalize this because it doesn't spread, it doesn't increase HIV, risk for HIV. Nobody, who's saying that? We're saying legalize it in spite of it, right? Where what are you even referring to? I don't understand. Let me see if somebody responded to. Robert Eric West is saying, ah, yes, what we have here, another internet expert on every topic. You know what would make the situation better? A better educated society with fewer terrified homophobes and internet experts. You know, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so any sex in general is risky, okay? Sex is risky, right? You want to have sex because it's risky? Good luck with that, because if that's your solution, guess what? Teenagers, when they get to the age, when they start noticing the same sex or the opposite sex, If you tell them that the solution, even if to straight kids, tell them, hey, you shouldn't have sex, then they're going to have sex behind your back. You want to tell them, okay, go have sex. This is how you do it, okay? This is how you... Because if you ban it, you're actually going to increase the risk of it because people are going to do it anyways, but now you lost the opportunity for you to communicate ways to do it that is safe. Because you already lost them as an audience. If you told them who they are, is a disgrace. Or is what they do is a crime. What they like is a crime. So, telling people that, you know, making people do things behind your back, either as a parent or as a government, actually increases the risk of these things because you lose the opportunity to educate. Right. What's the other one? Zandia is saying maybe supporting proper sexual education, protection, and medicine would benefit not only homosexual but everyone else too. Exactly. Thank you so much. Said it better than myself. Let's see what the YouTube commenters are saying. Well, let me first see the Facebook commenters, and then I'll look at. Now they're saying La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay, thank you for that, Nader. It's not like it hasn't been said a million fucking times already. I'm convinced, by the way, Nader. This is now I heard it, and now I'm convinced. And I'm Muslim now. Thank you for that. Chris is saying God is in the mind, and the mind is suffering. Wait, are you referring to me? Wait, no, let me just search for Atheist Republic because this is going to go crazy. Tracy is saying, I'm still here because God is long-suffering. Okay, I think Tracy is going crazy now. What does that mean? Anyways, no serious comments on Facebook. There's some serious comments between themselves. So the mad gay theist is saying, doesn't India have a gay prince? I don't know if they have gay princes, but they have gay gods, I think. Moose Gal is saying, is same-sex marriage legal in India? Well, no. I mean, same-sex anything was illegal in India until just now. I mean, until just recently. Same can be said for banning abortion. Exactly, Moose Gal. That's a very good comparison. Ban abortion, you're not going to reduce risk. You're going to get people doing it with coat hangers and shit like that, and it increases the risk. Moscow is saying in the US there is opposition to teaching comprehensive correct sex education, and whoever is advocating that, Moscow, is putting children at risk. Anyways, that's all for today. Thank you guys, thank you everybody in the live chat, thank you people on Facebook, Chris, Thomas, Nader, and Tracy, I know you don't like me, but thank you for being here. Parik shit. Who else is here? Mike. Almedia. Hey. Almedia. Sorry. Petri. I'm always going to just remember you as media. Okay. David, Thomas, Des, Stefan, and on YouTube live chat. Can you believe it? That's the username. The Mad Gathius, Theo Mackey, who else? Raza, Brian, Mike, live long and prosper. I always love that the way Mike says it. Thank you, Armin. You guys, Moose Gal, who else? Truth Begets. Yeah, Beej, yeah, of course, Beej, never forget Beej, Skytail, Stefano, and everybody else, Truth Begets Heresy, Dan, love you all, thank you so much for the support, and yeah, please don't forget to leave us a comment, and thank you to our new patrons for supporting us on Patreon. If you want us to keep doing our shows and bring you more shows, and, you know, maybe, you know, put more, to be able to afford to put more time on these, please go ahead and support us on Patreon. We do need your support. If you can't do that, go share these videos, leave a comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We need your help, so thank you so much. And yep, so let me close this and bye, guys. Where did I? How did I end this? I forgot. Oh yeah, there we go.